Will we be the same race or have the same national heritage we have now?
God has always been a God of variety. He created people of all races. As Peter once said in Acts 10, "I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation, he accepts those who fear him and do what is right." In Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, John saw a huge group of people from every tribe and language and people and nation. Since you'll be the same person you are now, that means you'll have the same race and national heritage. For instance, if you're Swedish now, you'll be Swedish then. If your parents, grandparents, or ancestors from long ago came from Mexico, China, or Sudan, you'll still have that national heritage in your resurrection body. How do we know this? Well, Jesus was Jewish, right? The Bible tells us that as a descendant coming from the family of David, he has the right to rule the earth from Jerusalem. This means that in his resurrection body, he is still a descendant of David, still a member of the Jewish race. Since our new bodies will relate to our old bodies, like his new body related to his old body, then we know that we too will continue to be of the same race we are now. What's cool about heaven is the fact that everyone will be happy about each other's differences rather than be upset by them. There'll be no racial prejudice in heaven. None at all. Nobody will dislike someone else because that person's skin is a different color. Of course, God doesn't want us to wait until we get to heaven for this to be true. His desire is for us to love all people of every race right now. God created everyone. If we stop to think about it, we'll realize that the human race is more beautiful because we're different in appearance and background. Isn't that true? And remember, every human came from Adam and Eve. So really, we're all related anyway. The Bible tells us that on the new earth, there will be nations with their own leaders. Speaking of the new Jerusalem, God says in Revelation 21, "The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it." The wise men, kings of foreign nations, once came to the old Jerusalem seeking to worship the newborn Messiah, King Jesus. On the new earth, huge numbers of wise men will journey to the new Jerusalem. We will humbly bow before King Jesus, worshiping him as he sits on the throne. We'll offer him the treasures of our nations, and he'll be pleased to receive them. The king will gladly turn over the ruling of these nations to those who served him faithfully in this life. God will reward us with leadership positions according to how faithful we've been in serving him here and now. Have you asked Jesus recently how you can serve him as you faithfully help the people in your life, your family, friends, neighbors, team members, teachers, people at church?